The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Half of the population face hot flushes, insomnia, and even depression as they go through the menopause. It will happen to women during their lives, yet it is something we still do not talk about as a society. But that's something my next guest is trying to change. Dr. Caoimhe Hartley is a GP and a menopause specialist, and she's on the line. Caoimhe, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Very nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to talk to you. I have to obviously plead ignorance because it is something that I will never experience being a man, but I know that it can have a significant impact on women. Why are we still so reluctant to have the conversation? And we almost treat it as if it's the thing that, you know, well, just put it away over there behind the screen and you can deal with it there, as opposed to having open conversations about it.
I don't know. I suppose historically women's health has been maybe under-recognised and undervalued a little bit. So it's great to be having a discussion and actually bringing this to the fore of people's minds and having people, you know, start to talk about it. And women are really good, don't forget, at putting up with problems and putting up with symptoms, and we're good at getting on with things. So, you know, we're probably our own worst enemies from that respect. So it's great to see the discussion actually happening now.
Has it been harder in the last 12 months, though, because people haven't been able to get to the GP, even for exceptionally important things like cervical smears? The conversation about the menopause has probably been put off.
Yeah, I think probably more so than it obviously would have been put off if COVID hadn't happened. That said, I do think people have had time to maybe kind of consider their health over the last year and realise, you know, what's important, and have maybe had the time to look around and see who is out there that they could reach out to and talk to. So it is really important. But yeah, I think COVID has certainly caused a lot of women to maybe decide that, you know, they don't want to go down to the GP because of, you know, things have been so difficult in the last year. But great to see that changing now, I think.
Has the treatment changed much? I mean, HRT was always talked about as this terrible thing that if women had to go on it, all hope was lost. That was the perception, even though that wasn't the reality. Has that conversation moved on?
Absolutely. So again, if you look back at the historical perspective on this, a lot of our information about HRT came from really big studies that were done in the late 90s and early 2000s. And it's only been over time, when they've gone back and sort of reconsidered those studies and re-examined them and looked at them again, they've realised that actually a lot of what we believed about HRT was wrong. It was inaccurate. And the women that were enrolled in those studies are not necessarily the type of women that we would now prescribe HRT for. And HRT itself has moved on. So the type of hormones that we use are actually different nowadays to what would have been prescribed, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So a lot has changed.
So what would you say to a woman who walks through the door right now and starts to describe the early symptoms of menopause to you? I mean, first of all, what's going through their mind? And then more importantly, what's going through yours?
I think they often feel really alone. I think a lot of women, you know, because it's such a different experience for everybody. So menopause is a normal life event. Like, it's not a medical illness. It's not a disease. And it's something, as you pointed out, that, you know, half the population are likely to go through. But the problem is it's really individual. So my menopausal symptoms might be different to the next person. And so it can be sometimes hard to find common ground. And then I think women feel guilty for complaining about something that is a normal event in life. But the problem is it can have a real impact on their quality of life, their ability to enjoy things, their ability to be productive in work, their relationships. So, you know, I think they try to find common ground maybe with each other, but you might find someone, you know, flies through menopause, which is great. But 80% of women are going to have some symptoms, and a quarter of them will actually have severe symptoms. So I think crossing that barrier, coming in and maybe talking to me, that's a huge kind of, you know, hurdle that they've come over. It's often taken a lot of courage to kind of come in and actually raise the conversation. Mm. And then they're often quite trepidatious. They're kind of worried or scared about what I'm going to tell them in terms of what their options are. Maybe that, you know, we'll spend a lot of time talking about HRT when in fact that's just one treatment modality. Like, there's loads of other types of treatments that we can discuss. But certainly putting their mind at ease that they're not alone is really important.
So finally, Caoimhe, and briefly if you can, if there's somebody listening right now who thinks they're at the start of the process or they feel as if they're in it but they haven't spoken to anyone yet, is the most what's the most important thing that they need to do?
Well, reach out. I think to start the conversation, talk to people around you, talk to your friends and family, talk to your GP is often a really good place to start. And if you want, look for someone like myself who specializes in menopause, and get the right, you know, evidence-based information.
Okay, Dr. Quiver-Hartley, GP and menopause specialist, thanks for talking to us.